question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for tuning in today. Mary and I enjoy knowing you're out there listening to our broadcast. Before we try to get some answers on duty-free shopping with CEO Jerome Falique in our latest installment of the Chief Travelator series, we want to share that our program today is being sponsored by Princess Cruise Lines.
Most of us remember the Love Boat, but today's Princess is the third largest cruise line out there, carrying nearly 2 million passengers annually via 150 different itineraries. From award-winning dining options to a full slate of entertainment options, health, wellness activities, youth and teen programs, an array of offshore excursions, Princess is your complete ship for ocean adventures.
And if you cruise regularly, or if you're considering taking your first cruise, what helps differentiate Princess from other operators is they are renowned for innovative ships, an array of onboard options, and exceptional customer service. Check out princess.com to learn more or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now that I have the Love Boat theme dancing around in my head.
Do you want to break with the chorus?
I won't sing it. Don't worry, everybody. All right. How many of you indulge in duty-free shopping when you travel? Do you do it for the fun of buying a range of different products? Do you do it for convenience? Or do you do it for the value that's provided? Jerome Falique is the Chief Executive Officer of Duty Free Americas, the largest duty-free operator in the Western Hemisphere. They've got over 200 stores located in major U.S. airports and along the U.S. side of land and bridge crossings with Canada and Mexico, as well as locations in Latin America, the Caribbean, and other countries. Please join us in welcoming Jerome to the program as we talk duty-free shopping.
Hello, Jerome. Thanks for your time this weekend. Mary and I appreciate you joining us for our Chief Travel Leader segment today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for welcoming me.
I want to start about talking first about duty-free shopping. This is the number one travel radio show in America by far, and we certainly have a wide range of travelers in our audience across the nation. But I bet if we could ask folks right now to raise their hand, if we could see it, if it wasn't radio, and define exactly what duty-free shopping is, there would be not a lot of hands compared to the amount of listeners that we have out there. So this is your opportunity. I mean, talk to us exactly what is duty-free shopping for travelers and the value that you're providing.
Okay, so it's funny you bring that up. The biggest challenge we have in the United States is getting the U.S. passenger to understand duty-free. It's very well known and it's very common for all overseas passengers to understand. It's like it's a way of travel for them, is shopping in duty-free. And in the U.S., it seems it's very hard to get the traveler to understand. And duty-free really, number one, it means no tax. So you don't pay tax if you would have to be traveling overseas to shop for most of the products. And, you know, we offer here, there's a lot of items within duty free that have, there are exclusive. There's a lot of items that are that have very large savings in duty free. You know, you have, for example, in liquor, you would have various products that might be just made exclusively for duty free that you'll only find in our types of shops.
Sure, right.
For, you know, there's, you know, Jack Daniel's makes a particular item only for duty free. It's called Jack Daniel's Master Distiller. You have items in Macallan, in fragrances. You have exclusive travel items, sizes and items, and exclusive fragrances for travel retail. And cosmetics also. These are all the core items that we carry in our stores. Cosmetics and treatment, you'll have a dual pack of mascara that you won't find in the domestic market. And there's tremendous savings in many of these items. In tobacco, we have, again, very, very large savings, sometimes more than 50% from the domestic market. For some reason, the U.S. passenger walks by a lot of the airport shopping thinking, it looks a little expensive. But it's not expensive. It's the way we display the product, and, you know, we're very upscale in a very upscale environment. And we wish they would walk in and really see what we have to offer.
Well, you know what? After today's interview, hopefully you'll get some more customers.
I think everything you said is accurate
to
what we hear.
But, you know, even I was not aware that a lot of items are exclusive. Very good points. I have a question. What are some of your top-selling items?
Well, again, I went through the core products, which is liquor, tobacco, mm-hmm. and fragrances, and cosmetics and beauty products. And in each of the categories, you have several top-selling products. Every category is different, but for example, in fragrances, you would have the latest launch of Chanel would be probably on the top of the list. Mm-hmm. You have items, you know, from Christian Dior. It's very hard to say what's the number one selling item. We sell all the top brands.
Right.
Well, and there's such a mix. There's such a wide mix of products, and you even have, you know, authentic local products too that we can that you can buy.
We do do some local. We just opened a store in Miami, in Miami International Airport. It's the first one opened in the entire United States of just Johnny Walker. It's a Johnny Walker whiskey store. So in this store, they created a Johnny Walker Blue Label only for this store. It's got Miami art all over the bottle. It's going to be launched in March. They only made 500 bottles from this one. That's an example. And in this store also, they'll engrave any of the whiskey you buy. You buy a Johnny Walker Blue, and they'll engrave it for personalization so you can take it back as a gift. These are things that you'll never see in the local, you would normally not see in the local market.
Okay, Jerome, I'm going to ask you to pause for just a second so I can reintroduce you to our listeners. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are speaking with the CEO of Duty Free Americas, Jerome Filik, in our latest installment of our Chief Travel Leader segment. I'm curious, there are some rules for eligibility. This may help to educate all of us as well. How long do you have to be out of the United States? Is it 24 hours? Is it a week? How long do you have to be out before you can actually
purchase? And they have a connection flight issue,
and
too.
And is there a rule for connecting flights?
So you can't connect within the United States if you're going to buy liquor or tobacco, especially. You cannot connect through the United States. You have to be traveling from here overseas.
Okay.
There are, you know, 24-hour rules, 72-hour rules. In some cases, it's 1 week. You know, we have stores on the borders. If you leave the United States and leave to Canada or to Mexico, you're probably going to pass one of our stores as well. We're not only in the U.S. airports.
Right.
So there are different rules for the product. Some things are usually a minimum of 24 hours, but that's what one of the things you would need to do is definitely leave the country. You can't connect within the U.S.
Okay.
Well, Jerome, here's a question that I have for you that comes up. You know, unlike a conventional retail store, when you make a purchase at the duty-free store, in many cases, you have to wait until you're boarding the plane to get the product. So why is that?
Okay, that's because, again, you're not paying tax. So because you're not paying tax, you have to leave the country. I can't let you walk out. We got your boarding pass. When you come in, you show us your boarding pass and your passport. And just because you have that doesn't, you might be buying it for someone else and they'll leave it here. And then, you know, you'll be avoiding taxes, which we cannot let you do.
But is that a government mandate that requires you to operate that way, or is that more of just your business operation?
It's 100% government mandate.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You know, there's such a big savings in many cases with liquor and tobacco because of the taxes on those products.
Right.
So we need to make sure you're leaving the country. The only way to do that is to give it to you once you give your boarding pass into the airline.
It's the jetway pretty much right there. There's a table or something
right
where you get your bag. Right.
Yes, right on the jetway, exactly.
Okay. Okay, so we know you've started a rewards program, but I'd love for you to talk to the listeners about the Duty Free Express. What is that all about?
So Duty Free Express is a great opportunity for travelers. The business traveler is running through, doesn't want to walk into the store, doesn't have time, but knows what he wants or she wants. So they would log on to Duty Free America's Duty Free Express, and you have to put in your flight information, and you can purchase any of the products that are online that we have, which is all of our offerings basically. And what that would do is you get to the airport, and the product, the bag, will be waiting for you on the jetway. You don't have to go through any of the stores. Just go straight to your gate. You don't lose any time.
Wow.
And you go right on the plane, and it's right there waiting for you on the jetway.
Well, Jerome, listen, we've got about 45 seconds left in the interview. I'm going to ask you real quick, anything that we should keep our eyes out for in 2018 or beyond coming from Duty Free America?
Well, yeah, we've been expanding quite a bit. We've opened up a lot of stores in South America and Central America. We're opening up our biggest and largest expansion is coming up in Panama, Tocumen International Airport in Panama, where we will be catering to all of Latin America and Europe from there as well, and a lot of China flights are coming into there as well. You know, and that's become a big destination as well. We've opened up in many airports in Brazil. We are continuing to expand wherever we have opportunities to expand in, and we hope that the American traveler comes and tries us out and comes into our stores.
Well, we've done a good job today, I think, in educating on duty-free, and we appreciate that. We thank you for your time very much, and we look forward to doing this again with you sometime in the future. Jerome, enjoy the weekend, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I think that was informative and yes. You know, duty-free.
And comes, you know,
how
you
often does that come up, though, when
it
we travel?
It comes up
people?
A lot, and yeah. we actually get a lot of emails on clarifying what duty-free is.
Or questions, and, or people just ask us. And, you know, and folks, they also own it. We didn't even get into. You know, Duty Free Americas also owns a number of the stores you see in the airport, such as Burberry and Polo Ralph Lauren and Coach and Mont Blanc and Kate Spade and Victoria's Secrets and Kiehl's and a number of others. So they have a major operation at the airports. And on that note, Mary, I see that clock is running out, so we're out of time. Always fighting the clock on the show. Folks, please do connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. And with just 20% of the show over for today, Mary and I are going to take a break, and we'll be back with you for more travel talk. So stick around. The RM World Travel Express is back in 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.